When the National Basketball Association's Championship Series begins Wednesday night, the Western team, to no one's great surprise, will be the defending NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. True, it took the Lakers 7 games to beat the Sacramento Kings, but with superstars Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, no Laker victory can be truly counted an upset. Not so with their opponents, a team whose hapless history makes the Bambino-cursed Boston Red Sox look like a dynasty by comparison. Rarely has a team in any professional sport gone from so bad to so good in one season, as have the New Jersey Nets. Columnist Mike Vaccaro writes about the team for the Newark Star-Ledger. Mike Vaccaro, a little history first. For people who don't follow pro basketball very closely, just how unsuccessful were the Nets until this year?
As unsuccessful as you could possibly imagine. I mean, this was a team that for 26 years in their NBA existence had won exactly one playoff series, and that came 18 years ago.
Every time the Nets got a top player, a top-notch player until this year, it seemed something would always go wrong.
It's true. You talked about the curse of the Bambino. People around the Nets don't like to talk about it, but you know, people who follow the Nets certainly have thought that there is a curse of Dr. J, because the moment that the Nets joined the NBA from the ABA 26 years ago, they sold off Julius Erving to the Sixers. And from that point on, I mean, you know, it's been a series of mishaps, which is the reason why a lot of people, once Jason Kidd came to town, kept waiting for the day when he would go up for a rebound and come down with his ankle in pieces. So there really has been a lot of star-crossed history involved here.
Far from doing that, Jason Kidd, great point guard, was traded by Phoenix to the New Jersey Nets, turned the team around. Just turned the team around in one season.
You know, he really did. It's impossible to overestimate just what he's meant to this team, because not only his physical presence in the lineup, but just the attitude he's injected. It's really a classic basketball offense. They run, passing the ball around 5 times before he shoots. They look to run on the fast break. And when kids running the show, more often than not, that results in a basket for sure.
But this year, when the Nets, from the very start of the season, were in first place in the East, at least, of the NBA, and then made it to the playoffs and won all their series, at the beginning of the year, there were always empty seats at the Meadowlands, a euphemism for the swamp where they play their home games. And even at the beginning of the playoffs, there were still some open seats.
It's true. I mean, it's funny. They had a hard time drawing 5 figures in the first month of the season. It really wasn't until they started to build themselves a pretty impressive record that I think people in New Jersey realized it wasn't an optical illusion. And you're right. Even in the beginning of the playoffs, there was about 2,000 empty seats for the very first playoff game against Indiana. But, you know, slowly but surely, New Jersey's come around, and the fact that there isn't any other team really to root for among basketball or hockey teams now, I think a lot of people from New York are starting to kind of adopt the Nets now also.
Well, one measure of an NBA team's success is what kind of star power they can get in the seats right around the court. I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers obviously get movie stars all around the court, and Spike Lee and Woody Allen were fixtures in Madison Square Garden.
Sure.
Who's there for the Nets? Who's there? Who comes out to New Jersey?
Well, Joe Piscopo's been there a lot of times, and you know, he obviously, I think people will be more familiar with the Joe Piscopo from his work in the 1980s. So, you know, Danny Aiello is a big Nets fan. He shows up a lot. James Gandolfini has been to a couple of games, although he hasn't been terribly noticeable during the playoffs. Penny Marshall actually came to a couple of games early in the year. She was courtside for a couple of those games when it was 5,000 and 6,000 people, although she's also one of those regulars at Staples Center, so I think she's going to have some choices to make. And, of course, now people are clamoring, wondering if the boss, Bruce Springsteen, is going to be coaxed to sing a national anthem during one of the 3 games at the Meadowlands this year.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
This. Mike Vaccaro, columnist of the Newark Star-Ledger, who writes about the NBA Eastern Conference champion, New Jersey Nets.